Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on the first day of December. At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will consider raising water and sewer rates by just over 5%. Part of the money will go for the new water treatment plant and also to improve infrastructure. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News.
It sounds really bad on the surface because you're increasing rates, but by having the new plant, we're actually going to be stabilizing those rates. So, in the future, they won't be increasing at the same level.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Wisconsin, a battleground state won by Democrats this presidential election cycle, has made its voting results official.
It only took slightly more than 3 minutes to certify the result. President-elect Joe Biden won the state 4 years after President Trump was victorious there. Ann Jacobs of the Wisconsin State Election Commission, after checking for errors and omissions, took the final steps.
I have examined this statement, and I am now signing it as the official state determination of the results of the November 3rd, 2020 election and the canvass.
Biden's official winning margin exceeded 20,000 votes, even after the Trump campaign paid millions for recounts in Dane and Milwaukee counties that did not change the result. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday all lead to Giving Tuesday.
According to its official website, Giving Tuesday encourages us to do good, whether it's making someone smile, helping a loved one, a neighbor, or a stranger. And the American Red Cross hopes you think of that organization on this Giving Tuesday as it responds to tens of thousands of disasters, big and small, each year.
We are there to provide that help. We get people into safe lodging, we get them food, we get them some cash assistance, we get them what they need to get back on their feet.
Elizabeth Penniman with the American Red Cross. Giving Tuesday began in 2012 in New York City, now a global generosity movement that last year saw over $500 million in donations. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And on our Tuesday morning commute, we do have fire crews on the scene of a house fire on the far southwest side of town. Fire crews in the 2100 block of South Upland Hills. It's to the west of Pawnee and 119th Street West. We have a house fire at that location. And we still have a huge emergency vehicle presence and traffic tie-ups on the southwest side of town at Meridian and MacArthur. Earlier this morning, we had a hit-and-run injury traffic accident at that location. Potentially fatal injuries there. So once again, we have a lot of emergency crews there. Please avoid the area, motorists at Meridian and MacArthur. It's traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With temperatures dropping into the 20s overnight, we have a chilly start to our morning. It'll be sunny today with a high near 50. Clouds move in tonight, Harlow 28. And a winter storm system is going to be developing on Wednesday, bringing us a rain-snow mix likely in and around Wichita with heavier snowfall further west. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a mostly clear sky, 28 degrees. We have a south wind at 7 miles per hour. Today is Tuesday, December 1st, 2020. And we had a mostly sunny, cool day across south-central Kansas. Monday, Wichita's high temperature was 45 degrees, normal high for the date 49. And a little statistic here for the month of December. In 1983, the average temperature in Wichita for the month of December was 16.4 degrees, making this the coldest December on record for the Air Capital and the second coldest month ever. Coldest month on record, January 1940, with an average of 16.2 degrees.
Does not sound pleasant.
Record for frostiness for December was set back in 1983.
83.
On this date. Mm. Yep. 83. America's dullest store for holiday shopping. A survey once found that America's dullest store for holiday shopping is the museum store at the National Museum of Funeral History in Houston, Texas. Well, there's a place I'd like to visit. The Funeral History Museum's in-house gift shop and online store sell such tempting items as a $75 book on the history of American funeral directing.
Oh, scoop that up. That's a page-turner.
And a $25 book titled President Gerald R. Ford Funeral Service. Browsers can also buy a baseball cap.
Oh, okay.
A mug or a tombstone-shaped magnet emblazoned with the museum slogan, any day above ground is a good one.
Well, yeah.
The dullest store in America.
Bumper sticker says it's better than the alternative.
There you go. The National Museum of Funeral History in Houston, Texas.
Houston. Well, I'll put that on my list.
It's got to be on your the list of places got to visit at some point. It's pretty exciting.
Surprised we don't have that here.
Got a baseball cap.
Yeah, get a cap. Whew. Souvenir. I hope they have a little fridge magnet.
Got to have a refrigerator magnet. It's true. Okay. Wacky but true. A couple in Russia who tried to avoid buying a train ticket for their daughter by putting her in a suitcase were caught when the case was stolen.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, the girl was found after the crooks left her but they kept the suitcase. So there you go. Happy ending,
I guess.
For Dr. Zhivago, Laura was returned, but their suitcase still missing.
Little magician's trick there.
Wow. There's a Dr. Zhivago theme, one of my favorite movies of all time. Love Dr. Zhivago. There's a Christmas theme in there. There's a great scene where they have the big Christmas party.
Yes.
And isn't that where Laura shoots Kovarovsky?
Yeah, interesting things happen at that
party. Talk about a Christmas party.
Yeah.
That was a dandy. Oh, I can't get over the funeral museum there and their gift shop.
It's right down there in Texas.
8:14 with Steve and Ted. All right, now, I'm told, and I don't know what I was doing, but you and Tony Dusing yesterday were telling me, what, it was about 10 o'clock, 9:30 in the morning?
No, shortly after 9 o'clock.
Shortly after
9:11,
o'clock,
maybe, is when I looked at the clock.
That you guys said there was an earthquake.
Yeah.
And it's been reported by the USG, it was what, 13th and Greenwich, someplace not too far from here.
Yeah, the east side of town.
It's like the third earthquake we've had in this part of town in the past 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
And you said it was an earthquake. I said, what? No. But, you and Tony both reported the earthquake to me, and I'm sitting on the other side of the glass window.
Yeah, you're like 6 feet away from me, but you didn't feel it.
And I didn't feel a thing.
Well, the entire building shook for like 2 seconds.
Well, I don't know what I was doing, but I was completely submerged in gathering the news and reporting the news of the day, which shows you that when I'm focused, Ted. And even an earthquake
will not. Mother Nature cannot deter
me from my appointed rounds. A year or two ago, a couple years ago, there was an earthquake. We felt an earthquake here. Chambers and I did early one morning, and that one felt like, as I described it, and I think you have too. It felt like a truck hit the building. We are in a 5-story building here, the former Pizza Hut World Headquarters, and we are down in the lower level. Mm-hmm. That's what it felt like. And you say the one yesterday was
the one yesterday
like that.
Was the same way. Somebody in the floor above us either had a huge accident, or that was an earthquake.
Somebody dropped a really big table on their
big
foot.
Big anvil. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, okay. So we had an earthquake, and now 3 earthquakes in about 4 days in eastern Wichita, and not very big. They're only about 2.6 or something like that, but they're not going to cause any damage. On the other hand, why? Why
are we having earthquakes? Shake you up a little bit.
We're not in Italy or in Pompeii or any place like that. or San Francisco. We're not on a big fault here, are we? Is there new? Maybe
there's fault lines all under Kansas and Oklahoma.
Maybe building that East Kellogg flyover over there may created some sort of a fault in the earth or something like that. What do you think?
There's fault lines all over the place in this part of the country.
I guess so. Earthquake. 8:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's go ahead and do some sports this morning with Ted Woodward. And we've got, of course, the basketball polls have come out. Right, Ted?
Yep, a new AP poll released yesterday for college men's basketball. No change at the top. Gonzaga off to a 2-0 start, still number one in the nation. Kansas did lose to Gonzaga, but the Jayhawks only lost one spot in the poll down to seventh in this week's rankings after that loss to number one Gonzaga. In fact, KU is the only team in the poll with a loss in the top 11. And the Jayhawks have another distinction as well. Let's take a look at that AP poll.
Gonzaga stays put atop the latest Associated Press men's basketball poll released on Monday, the Bulldogs earning 57 of 63 first-place votes, the remaining six all going to Baylor, who stayed put at second. Iowa takes over third, up two spots, with Wisconsin and Illinois rounding out the top five. Villanova slipped out of the top five, dropping nine spots down to 12th after falling to Virginia Tech, who joins the rankings this week at 16th. Meantime, Kansas slipped down one seed to 7th, but set a new AP poll record, ranked in the top 25 for the 222nd straight week. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Quite a distinction for the Jayhawks there.
Right.
The old record was held by UCLA back in their dynasty days in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
And now KU holds the all-time record. Doesn't look like there's much danger of the Jayhawks slipping out of the poll anytime soon. Speaking of the Jayhawks, they play tonight, and it's a great marquee matchup. 7th-ranked Kansas, 20th-ranked Kentucky. Both teams are 1-1 on the season. It's the State Farm Champions Classic held in Indianapolis. KU is a 4.5-point favorite against Kentucky. 8th time these teams have met in the last decade. KU has won 3 of their last 4 meetings. These are the top 2 winningest programs in college basketball history, by the way. Kansas and Kentucky. Live pregame coverage for the Jayhawks begins at 7 o'clock. The game will tip off at 8:30 p.m. And that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Kansas State men won last night, got their first win of the season. Bolted to a 17-0 lead over the Roos of Kansas City. But then K-State only won by 4, though. 62-58 was the final score, but they did hold off the Roos. Kansas State gets its first win of the season. Now the Wildcats are 1-2 for the record. Sophomore DeJuan Gordon led the Wildcats with 14 points and 9 rebounds in that game. All right, before the KU game tonight over on KFH, we'll have the Chiefs Kingdom Show, the weekly chat with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, talking about all things going on with KC. Chiefs right now are in first place, are on a 6-game winning streak, a record of 10-1 on the season, and a big game coming up at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday night against their division rival, the Denver Broncos. The weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, that's at 6 o'clock tonight, and you can listen to that one over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Wichita State women's basketball team won last night at Coke Arena with a win over Alcorn State, outscoring the Lady Braves in the paint 40-16.
Whoa.
And it was a big night for the Shockers for junior Asia Strong. She got whacked in the face early in the game. Big bloody lip. Had to go to the locker room and get 6 stitches. And she came back out and got 16 points.
She probably got a little fired up.
I think she was. Asia Strong with a big night for the Shockers. The Shocker women are off to a 2-0 start on the season. And a happy birthday today to one of the pretty good pitchers that ever came through Wichita. Greg Harris is 57 today. Pitched for the Texas League champion Wichita Pilots back in 1987. Threw a no-hitter, in fact, in August of that year. And then later in the Texas League Championship Series, he threw a one-hitter on his way to the big leagues. He pitched in the big leagues for 8 years, had one of the best curveballs in the National League for quite a while. And he's revered in San Diego Padres history. Career ERA with the Padres of 2.95.
Really?
Second best ERA all time as a member of the Padres.
Wow.
Who have, you know, sometimes lacked for pitchers.
But there you go.
Greg Harris was one of the good ones. He threw that no-hitter for the Wichita Pilots back in 87. Happy birthday to Greg Harris, former Wichita minor leaguer. He is 57 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And speaking of the minor leagues, once again, we kind of talked about it a month ago, but a furtherance of that report looks like, according to multiple reports, Wichita is going to be double A instead of triple A if minor league baseball ever comes back ever again. And it looks like Wichita might be affiliated with the Minnesota Twins. None of this is official. Major League Baseball has not made any announcements yet, but it kind of seems like that's where the pieces of the puzzle are falling.
Wichita Surge, and of course, one of the things I've been hearing is double-A ball can actually be, some people think, a lot better than triple-A ball because the guys are a little younger and hungrier.
It's different, yeah. It's all guys on the way up. Triple-A is kind of a hybrid, a little bit of a mix. It's bigger cities, but... And we'll see what happens.
I would be remiss if I didn't point out that tomorrow night at the Shocker Basketball, we'll have a brand new voice for the public address announcer. Then that's going to be Ted Woodward's taking over the mic.
Yeah, looking forward to it tomorrow night.
Of course, our great friend and colleague Don Hall passed away. He did it for 34 years, and there was only about two times he missed in 34 years. And you got to sit in.
Yeah,
right?
He was nice enough to allow me to fill in a couple times for him over the years.
So it won't be like your first time at the rodeo, but on the other hand, it's going to be a little different. So
yep, it'll be different. Looking forward to it.
Good luck to you tomorrow
night.
Thank
you. Yeah.
Appreciate that. 8:22 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean still arguing for a single election day. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!